Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden, welcoming you along to our last edition of The Organist Entertains for 1984. And if by any chance you still happen to be feeling a little fragile as a result of the past few days, I reckon the best thing you can do for the next 40 minutes is to sit back, loosen the odd button or two, and enjoy this week's organistic variety. Well, 50 years ago, the Regal Theatre at Rotherham opened its doors for the first time, with Tommy Dando at the console of the three-manual, nine-rank Konica organ. And specially for the occasion, Tommy composed the Regal March. Well, here's David Lowe to play it for us tonight on the very same instrument. David Lowe at the organ of the Scala Theatre, Rotherham, as it later became known, playing Tommy Dando's Regal March. Incidentally, the cinema is now closed, but it hasn't been decided what's going to happen to the building yet. So at the moment, the organ remains in full working order and is still played fairly regularly in private. Well, I don't know how many of you have ever had the pleasure of experiencing a Canadian sunset, but here's a musical description of one from Trevor Daniels on board the flight deck of the Yamaha FX20 Electronic. Canadian Sunset from Trevor Daniels and the Yamaha FX20. Well, quite recently, the Cinema Organ Society presented its annual Ian Sutherland Memorial Show here in Manchester at our Playhouse Studios, and one of the artists who put the BBC Theatre Organ through its paces that night was Alec Leader. Well, before we get too far away from the festive season, here's Alec's Christmas medley.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you had no difficulty recognising those three Christmas evergreens from Alec Leader at the BBC Theatre Organ. A popular organ entertainer, John Mann, obviously refuses to put up with our winter climate, as he's taken himself and the eminent 2000 Electronic off to the South Pacific to indulge in a little happy talk. Happy Talk from John Mann on Eminent 2000. The Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust has just produced an excellent LP featuring an organ which the Trust's technical team had the dubious pleasure of restoring some 8 years ago. The organ was built by the famous company of Henry Willis and Son at the request of the late Lord Edgerton and installed in his home, Tatton Hall, near Knutsford in Cheshire, in 1935. After Lord Edgerton's death, the organ fell into disrepair, but eventually the National Trust, which now owns Tatton Hall, gave permission for its restoration. The organ is basically a concert instrument with the addition of a set of chimes, a grand piano attachment, and a player mechanism similar to that of a pianola, which will play the organ automatically by means of any one of the 540 rolls which Lord Edgerton had in his collection. Well, all the playing on this LP is done by William Davis, and the programme consists of several tunes for each season of the year, so let's hear Dance of the Icicles.
Thank you.
William Davis playing Dance of the Icicles on the Willis Organ of Tatton Hall in Cheshire on a new LP entitled Country Seasons, produced by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust. Well, at this time of the year, whenever a few people are gathered around a musical instrument, it's usually fairly inevitable that a sing-song will take place sooner or later. So here are three golden oldies from the late and great Harold Smart on Galanti Electronic. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, for me and my gal, and Oh You Beautiful Doll from Harold Smart on Galanti FS. Well, a few golden elders on electronics there. Here's an instrumental version of three more very well-known songs from Douglas Reeve on the BBC Theatre Organ. Thank you. Douglas Reeve at the BBC Theatre Organ, reviving memories, try to remember, and thanks for the memory, which leads rather nicely into this. In the days when electronic organs were still something of a novelty, our old organ grinder friend Robin Richmond produced a rather interesting 78 RPM record of That Ever-Loving Rag, which sounds to me like a very early attempt at double tracking. Well, on the label, the instrument Robin plays is simply described as the odd organ. And who can argue with that? That ever-loving rag from Robin Richmond playing the odd organ. Well, that's what it says. Now, as you may well have imagined, I haven't any concert information to give you this week, but a word to theatre organ concert promoters who have events they would like announcing on the Organist Entertainers next year. Please could you make sure that we have the details of the concerts at least a full month in advance of the actual date of the event, preferably longer if you can manage it. Well, our final contribution on electronics tonight comes from Franz Lambert on Verzi Galaxy with three themes from the film world.
Thank you.
Franz Lambert and Friends with High Noon, Moon River, and Up Where We Belong on Fairsea Galaxy. And to end our final programme this year, the stirring sounds of the Manchester Cathedral Harrison organ with organist Gordon Stewart and Percy Fletcher's Festival to Carter. Gordon Stewart's impressive performance of the Festival Toccata on the organ of Manchester Cathedral, bringing the Organist Entertains to a close for 1984. Thanks very much for all your letters and comments over the past 12 months. We'll do our best to keep you well entertained in 1985, starting next Friday at 9:30. Until then, have a good week, and from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, bye for now.